From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A 24-story London apartment building still smolders hours after it went up in flames early Wednesday, killing at least 12 people, and dozens of others were sent to hospital. The inferno swept rapidly through the Grenfell Tower in one of the British capital's deadliest fires in a generation. Piki Saku was a witness to the tragedy.
I could see toppling things coming out of the building, and when my friend told me that he saw people jumping, I wasn't sure. Like, I wasn't fully calm, do you know what I mean? So I wasn't sure what I was seeing, whether it was people falling out or just debris.
It took more than 200 firefighters hours to gain control of the blaze. They rescued dozens of people. London Fire Brigade official Steve Epter said limited numbers of firefighters are still in the building trying to determine how safe the structure is.
I've got a limited crew inside because I need to manage the risk to my firefighters. And what they are doing is assessing and looking at the situation. We've actually got a capability from Kent Fire Service, drones. So we're using drones to be able to create access and visibility to certain parts of the building to be able to assess the integrity of the building.
The cause of the fire unknown. Prime Minister Theresa May said an investigation will be undertaken.
But until then, our focus must be on ensuring that the emergency services have what they need to continue with their harrowing work.
However, the fire could delay her announcement on forming a new government. A Nigerian tribunal has dismissed charges against the Senate president over a false declaration of assets while governor of Kwara State. Senate President Bukola Saraki's time at the head of the upper parliamentary chamber has been marred by accusations of misconduct. Last year, he was cleared of altering Senate rules to get himself elected. This is VOA News. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise is reported in critical condition after undergoing surgery for a wound sustained in a shooting in suburban Washington Wednesday. Scalise was practicing for a charity baseball game between Republicans and Democrats when a lone gunman identified as 66-year-old James Hodgkinson of Belleville, Illinois, opened fire before being killed by security officers. Three others were wounded. The shooting occurred in the city of Alexandria. Federal Bureau of Investigation Special Agent Timothy Slater appealed to the community for information on the gunman.
We believe that the shooter has been living out of his vehicle in the vicinity of East Monroe Street, therefore asking you to report any interactions that you may have had with him.
While there's no official motive, Hodgkinson had raged against President Donald Trump on social media and was a member of anti-Republican groups on Facebook. Mr. Trump, who visited the wounded congressman late Wednesday, wished him a speedy recovery.
Congressman Scalise is a friend and a very good friend. He's a patriot and he's a fighter. He will recover from this assault. And Steve, I want you to know that you have the prayers not only of the entire city behind you, but of an entire nation and, frankly, the entire world.
Meanwhile, the bipartisan charity ball game is expected to go on as planned Thursday. North Korea said it released an American student sentenced to 15 years hard labor on humanitarian grounds. 22-year-old Otto Warmbier is at a Cincinnati, Ohio hospital after being medically evacuated Wednesday after his family said he lapsed into a coma more than a year ago. The New York Times said he had been repeatedly beaten. His father told a TV interviewer he had been terrorized and brutalized. Turkey's foreign minister is in Doha searching for a diplomatic solution to the Gulf crisis brought on by four nations that broke ties with Qatar over its alleged support of terrorism. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates severed ties on Monday. Meanwhile, the U.S. and Qatar signed an agreement paving the way for the sale of warplanes. The Saudi state news agency reported Thursday that Shia Houthi rebels fired a missile at a ship operated by the United Arab Emirates off the Yemeni coast. One sailor was wounded. U.S. central bank policymakers Wednesday raised a key interest rate. Janet Yellen chairs the Federal Reserve Board.
Today, the Federal Open Market Committee decided to raise the target range for the federal funds rate by 0.25 percentage point. Bringing it to 1 to 1.25%.
She cited economic growth and job market strength. At least two people were killed following a 6.9 magnitude earthquake that struck southwestern Guatemala near the Mexico border early Wednesday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.